Moving on in the programme, and we are delighted to welcome on to it now, Councillor Frank McBrearty. Good morning to you, Frank. Thanks very much for taking the call.
Good morning, Greg.
Right. Now, you've pretty much kept your council over the last couple of weeks as speculation mounted that you would be joining Fine Gael and running for Fine Gael in the Stranorlar Municipal District. That's confirmed now. How did this come about?
Well, I've been in talks with Tom Quirin for a number of months, and all came about when my director of elections approached me and asked me would I talk to Fine Gael, and I said yes, if they wanted to talk to me I would talk to them. So that's how it came about, and we've had a long conversation over the last number of months, and I decided that I was going to accept the nomination from Fine Gael yesterday when they decided to put me on the ticket, because I feel it's the right decision for the people of East Donegal. If I get re-elected, I'll be re-elected as a member of the Fine Gael party.
How close are your politics to Fine Gael's politics?
Not that far away from it. I mean, people don't know me really that well. And I mean, if people have been watching the council over the past 10 years, I have voted 90% of the time with Fine Gael, and have also brought about the first all-inclusive council, which I feel has been a very good working council over the last 5 years. Everyone and every party have played a particular role, and it's been a very smooth running council as far as I'm concerned compared to the first 5 years I was in the council.
I mean, you have expressed frustrations in the past publicly, and I'm sure privately, and I think at some point you were considering whether or not to run for council again. What changed your mind?
Well, I mean, I was seriously considering after the last general election. I'll just have to be honest about it. I was hurt. I was disappointed at my vote, but I have a huge local vote. And the people locally that I'd be working for on a daily basis have been asking me to rerun again, and I couldn't make a decision until I met Tom Quirin, and the conversations that I've had with Tom Quirin convinced me that East Donegal needs a voice like mine, and I would like to think that Fine Gael will have two councillors in the next local elections in the Fine Valley, which is Stranorlar Municipal District. We have three very good candidates running now, and I would expect us to get two seats, but you don't know in politics. I mean, I don't know if I'll be re-elected or not, but I'll do my best. I'll be knocking on as many doors as I possibly can, but people are going to criticise me. I'm well used to that now at this stage, but I think I've made the right decision. And I've made this decision not for me, I've made it for the people of East Donegal, because I feel that Joe McHugh has been very good to me since I got re-elected on the council. He has delivered different projects for me while I've lobbied him, and I think he's been a very good minister for the county. He has delivered a huge amount of different projects right around the county, and including my own area of the county. And that's also one of the reasons I decided that I'm stronger with a party than not being with a party.
But you have been critical of the government in the past, not least, say, for instance, on the flooding issue, foot-dragging in terms of getting resolution in your own area, and the Fine Valley area generally, the fact that you've pointed out that your family had to take matters into your own hands to protect your own property. Of course, then there are the ongoing issues in the country as it relates to health and infrastructure. Are you happy to be voting with, and this is not a criticism from me of Fine Gael, I'm just saying those who you may knock on the doors of, are you happy to be voting with a party that some would feel is responsible for all that, and indeed that you've levelled criticism at in the past?
Well, I feel that I'm stronger within the party, that I'll be able to give a better opinion of what people are thinking on the ground. And I mean, you've seen yourself, Greg, that very seldom does the party whip be used on Donegal County Council. I mean, most of the councillors give their own opinions at different meetings on different subjects, and that includes every party. In 10 years, I can't remember at this stage the party what been used at any stage on any member in the council.
Well, I presume it's used during a budget time and on some crucial votes. But are you happy as someone who is outspoken and someone who's had to sort of go against establishment to operate under a party establishment? No, I'm not suggesting you are.
I want people to understand that I'm not a realist politician. I'm not a populist politician. I'm a realist, and I was brought up a realist. I think that's what's wrong with this country. People are against everything. You can't be against everything. You have to try and work to resolve issues. I mean, I do that every day of the week. I try to resolve people's issues. And one of the main reasons that I'm rerunning in the local elections as a Fine Gael candidate is because I love my area. I love East Donegal, where I was reared. I love all the sporting clubs that have helped. I have a huge passion for mental health. I want to continue working on mental health issues. I also want to passionately support the two hospitals in our area, which is St. Joseph's, and in particular Lifford. And these are the types of things that are close to my heart.
And you think that in the community that I represent, you think you can do that best within Fine Gael, because of course a lot of anger on those two projects is, leveled towards the government commitments that haven't been followed through on. We still don't have the capital plan for 2019 to find out what money, if any, will be for St. Joseph's. You're happy enough to be part of that and to sort of battle from within rather than to be on the outside and be able to perhaps speak more freely publicly against if you had a criticism of a government?
Well, I mean, as you know, Greg, I'm not frightened to say it as it is. I mean, you're better in debating with the party your concerns about your area than outside a party with no power. Because I'll give you an example. Over the last 5 years, I feel very frustrated in Donegal County Council because I haven't had the same access to TDs and senators that I would like to have. And I mean, Joe McHugh's door has always been open to me with issues that are not local issues, issues that come to me that are basically national issues. And he has never, ever not refused a phone call or returned a call to me. And that's one of the reasons that I've decided to join the Fine Gael party, because I feel that Joe McHugh has done a very good job as a minister for the county. But not only that, my relationship with Fine Gael goes back to the time I was fighting to clear my name. I mean, in 2004, a lot of people don't know this, but Jim Higgins tried to get me to join the Fine Gael party. And at the time, I had refused because I was trying to clear my name and I couldn't concentrate in politics and concentrate and clear my name at the same time. But that's history. And, like, people have this perception of me, I'm anti-everything. I mean, I'm not against the Gaels. I'm not against anti-establishment.
Do you think you are misunderstood?
I think I am misunderstood.
Do you think sometimes it's how you deliver your message that, you know, that...
Well, I've grown over the last 10 years in politics. I've passed myself as having a lot of experience in local politics. And all politics is local at the end of the day. I mean, when I get a grant for a local group, I mean, that makes me really excited. It makes me want to do the job. There's days that I don't want to do the job, but when you get a result for people, I mean, that makes me feel good. And the type of me is, I didn't go into politics for money, Greg, as you know. I went into politics to try and help people. I mean, I probably was naive when I first went into politics. I thought I could change the world. But I found out very quickly that you just can't change the world overnight. But I would like to think in the 10 years that I've been on Donegal County Council that I've made a big difference to a lot of people that have come to me for help.
Part of this, some speculation that part of this this engagement with Fine Gael is part of a bigger plan with one eye on a general election, standing as a TD to try and get that position with Fine Gael. Is that part of a plan?
No, it's not. It's not. I knew this question was going to be put to me. I've made no demands of Fine Gael about a general election or about any national election. all I'm interested in is representing people at a local level where I feel that I can do far more for people at a local level. I've had my chances at Dáil elections. I was unsuccessful. It actually hurt me that much that I was even thinking about retiring from politics. But why should I retire from politics when I enjoy helping people?
Okay, and I'm purposely asking obvious questions because this is what may come up via text and what have you. What is your message to the likes of Councillor Martin Harley, who's speaking on the programme? And it wasn't about you personally. I think it was about how he was dealt with by the party, the lack of consultation. What is your message to he and other grassroots members who've contacted the likes of Highland Radio to say that, you know, they may not agree, they don't think you're a good fit for Fine Gael, or they don't like the lack of consultation between HQ and grassroots? Obviously, for this to be successful, everyone has to pull in the one direction. What is your message to other Fine Gael members, be it councillors or grassroots members, who feel that their nose has been put out in this process?
Well, first of all, deal with the issue of the grassroots. I have a lot of friends in the grassroots of Fine Gael. Very, very close friends of mine, in particular people in the Raphoe Burnett branch. And I've had a lot of support from the grassroots right around the county because of my relationship with certain TDs over the years, in particular Dinna McGinley, who was our former minister. Martin Harley is a very good friend of mine. I can't talk for Martin, but I've worked very closely with Martin over the last 10 years, as I have done with other members of the council from other political parties. And if I get re-elected, hopefully me and Martin will get re-elected, I will be working with Martin for another 5 years if both of us get re-elected. So I can't speculate or comment on behalf of Martin. Martin's well capable of doing that himself. But I class Martin Harley as a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, and in fairness, now in any conversations I've had with him on the radio here, it's not indicated otherwise. And his argument, in inverted commas, seemed to be more with headquarters than anyone locally. People again will feel that, can Frank McBertie work within a party system? You've pointed out that the whip isn't used all that often, but we know that you can, you know, you can react at times. Are we going to see a changed Frank McBertie, or does that matter?
I'm passionate. I'm passionate about everything I've ever done in my life. I've succeeded in everything I've ever done in my life because I'm passionate. But what he called, I've had failures in my life as well. And, I mean, you have to take these failures sometimes on the chin and sometimes to hurt you. And, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be re-elected on the 24th of May or not. But what he called, I'll have to cross that bridge when I come to it. But what he called, I'm a passionate person. And people know my father. He's a passionate person. So I'm a lot like my father in a lot of ways. I'm just passionate about things that I do for people. I'm passionate about East Donegal, and I mean, I'm passionate about the people I represent. And that's, I mean, I don't need politics, and I could retire in the morning, Greg. Mm. But I feel that Donegal needs a voice like mine's, and I feel that I'm an even stronger voice within the Fine Gael party.
Okay. Well, like we've said to all candidates, we wish you the absolute best of luck. It's not something all of us do, is to put ourselves before the people and to seek election. We wish you
I thought hard and strong and long about this, and I feel that I've made the right decision. I could be wrong. People might not vote for me for making this decision, but I'm making this decision because I feel it's the right decision for the people that I represent.
Okay, Frank McBertie Jr., Councillor Frank McBertie Jr., thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Greg.